This is Earth and Sky. Some brightly colored wildflowers blooming in a mountain meadow are on the government's most wanted list.
Leafy spurge, Russian knapweed, and yellow toad flax are among the plants classified by the U.S. government as noxious weeds. They arrived here from Europe or Asia, some brought by the first European settlers centuries ago. Since then, the plants have been moving west.
Here in North America, these plants aren't bothered by the diseases, insects, and herbivores found on their native turf. So the weeds spread and spread. They crowd out native plants. Mule deer and elk can't feed in a meadow where musk thistle and hound's tongue have replaced native grasses. Russian knapweed can be poisonous to horses.
But weeding out the weeds is tough, especially in the West's many backcountry areas. In some places, biological control organisms from the weeds' native homes are being introduced. Hikers are being told to groom their dogs and clean the soles of their boots. And wilderness rangers are trained to recognize noxious weeds to help squelch a small invasion before having to reclaim acres of land that have gone to weeds.
Today's show is made possible by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.